The only people who listen to my channel are the ones who are brave, who are serious, or who are serious. I don't think the average person can just keep listening because they're not introspective and they're not able to handle it. You know, strong medicine, like the heart's deceitfully wicked. You reflect back what you're putting out, reap what you sow. It's on you, you know. People not ready for that. You gotta look in the mirror. You hold the mirror up and they break it. I tried to use some of the terminology that I use online in the real world, and it doesn't work. Unless people are not ready. I told somebody, they were trying to convince me to visit one of their 501(c)(3)s, and I pretty much said, hey, 501(c) is a box, and the reason you need a box is because you're still under law, which means you're in the flesh, you know. And they didn't like that. And then the conversation went somewhere else or something. I said, look, I'm trying to help you see your blind spot. And after I made that comment, that was it. They were not able to. And one of the reasons I said that is because I didn't want to talk to them anymore. I was tired of listening to their excuses and their insanity. That, see, you've seen it all, you've heard it all, you've experienced it all. There's nothing new. You've heard the same game 1,000 times. There's no new game. There's no new con. And so when you speak the truth, and you really just tell them like it is, hey, you got a blind spot, and I'm, they say, well, why'd you say that? Because I'm trying to help you see your blind spot. You can't even see it. So when you say stuff like that in the 3D day-to-day experience, people can't handle it. If they said it to me and said, hey, I'm trying to help you see, I'd say, okay, what is it? I always want to see a blind spot. What is it? But see, most people say stuff like that because they're trying to be revengeful, or they're trying to be, they're not really wanting you to see your blind spot. They just want to tear you down. They're not really trying to help you see it to build you up. They want you to see it to tear you down, because they don't want to admit they might have one. See, the thing about it is, everybody's got a blind spot somewhere. Everybody has an Achilles heel. Everybody has a repeat pattern or sin that easily besets them. A stronghold of some kind. And that's the purpose of the sanctification. So as you keep breaking these strongholds, whether it's culture lie, bloodline lie, lies that you told yourself, narcissistic lies, psychopathic lies, sociopathic, flesh mind lies. There's lies that you tell yourself, you know. Lies that you want to believe about yourself. You know, one of the reasons for authority is to keep you in check, you know. And that's why the people like Andrew Tate, he laughs and mocks people who have a job. Well, there's some laughter to that, but at the same time, sometimes you need authority to help you out a little while. maybe your whole life. Some people, that's kind of what a spouse is, to hold you accountable, you know. Accountability will save your life. Look at him, he's in jail. How's that working out for him? He'll end up, if he keeps going the same route, he'll end up just like that McAfee guy that was a pirate and turned into a little pirate, and they end up killing him. He's trying to be a king without a kingdom. He's trying to create his own kingdom without a nation, without a, you know, he's trying to be like a I understand what he's saying about the money not being real and it's all fake and it's all just a big show. I remember selling books and you could adjust your database to make what you wanted in that day. And it started turning into a game. It was like a game. It's kind of like the stock market. It turns into a game sometimes. When everything's flowing good, it's like a game. But then there's always stuff that happens. The bottom always drops out eventually. You have to regroup. It could be health issues. It could be a tree falling on your house. It could be anything. When you're sitting there and everything's going smooth and then all of a sudden a tree falls on your house, you gotta say, oh no. You call your insurance company, they say, well, you got $1,000 deductible and you better off fixing it yourself because you don't want to lose your insurance and all that stuff. You sit there and you think, that sucks. But you work it out. If he mocks people that have a job, what happens when he starts a business and he don't have any workers? You see, it's producing a producer to reproduce something is what this whole thing's about. Be fruitful and multiply. The word multiply means reproduce, a product. Multiplication is a product. Reproduce. Everything's reproduction. Not everybody has the gift of running a business. Everybody has a different gift. I don't know how to explain it better than that, but when you're authority over somebody and you try to tell them, hey, this is to help you, not to hurt you, they get mad. This is for your well-being, but they see it as a negative, you know, even though it's trying to help them. And it's helping them the most. If somebody's an authority over you and says, hey, I want you to help you see this blind spot you don't see. That's actually a blessing, right? If somebody's trying to help you see a blind spot, who's authority over you, that's actually a blessing from God, especially if you're doing it in a nice way.